They ain't very large, but they call them flying squirrels, but he can't fly far.
Do you have something around here called a ground squirrel or chipmunk?
Yeah. We got ground squirrel, and then they got another thing called chipmunk.
What's the difference?
Well, ain't much difference in them, I don't think.
Can they climb trees?
Yeah, I believe they can. And the flying squirrel, if the trees is close together, I've seen him down in the woods, you to fly over, but after we put it close together, he would sail out the other tree and fly into the other one.
Talking about the kinds of animals that come and get chickens, what general name would you have for that kind of animal?
Well, we got one kind comes here at night. People used to eat them. I used to eat them, but I don't know. Call him a possum. He's got a long nose, and he's gray looking, kind of white too, and his tail is slick, don't have no hair on it. And he carries his young ones in his pockets. Got pockets on his stomach that he carries his young one in.
Well, what would you call all those kinds of animals, the possums and coons and skunks that come and kill chickens? You'd say, I'm going to get me a gun and kill those.
Some people call them thieves, you know, and some call them by the name. Now, a possum, he'll come and get your chickens at night, and coon, he don't never come around much and bother chickens at night, but a skunk will get your little chickens, or a polecat, they're the same thing. And we have another thing here, call them wildcat. They have long tails, and the bobcat tails are short. Now, they turtle on chickens and quails and things at night, too. And we have plenty of them. Then we got another thing here. They call them fox. They look something like a dog. We got the gray fox and the red fox. They're bad on chickens, too.
Would you ever call those animals varmints? Varmints?
Yeah. Well, I think you call all them kind of animals varmints, don't you? Most any kind of wild animal like that is called a varmint.
What different kinds of trees do you have around here?
Different kind of trees? Well, right down in here, we don't have many pine trees. We got a few people set these out here, but a little further up, we have what they call the finer woods that grow thick in Louisiana. And more in Mississippi than it is down here, but we have what they call the red oak down here and the post oak. We got the pin oak, and we got the live oak. That's a live oak out in the front yard of mine. And over in that old lady's yard, John, there's a pin oak, and back of that house, John, they got what they call the red oak. Then we got another oak, looks something like that, but the leaves are different. They call them post oak. And then we have another kind, is a white oak. Well, there ain't many white oaks here. People used to cut them and make staves, like I told you, to make these boughs out of white oak. And they made posts out of them. They last for years, fence posts. And now we use, they cut little pines and creosote them, and we use them for posts down here now.
What about a kind of tree? It's got long white limbs and white scaly bark that you can peel off.
Now we got a tree down here called elm. You can peel it too. And we got the willow. You can peel that willow too. It peels off the bark deal.
What about
And we got sycamore. And we got cottonwood. We got plenty of every kind of wild tree and name down here. We got wild plum trees, in some parts of the country. And we got wild orange trees growing in the woods. They have oranges on them. They're about kind of about that big, but they ain't fitting to eat. But they smell good.
What about the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
That was a cherry tree, wasn't it?
And a bush that the leaves turn bright red in the fall, it has little berries on it?
Well, we got cherry trees here, wild cherry trees. That girl got some of yarn now. They turn red when they come on, and they turn black when they get ripe. Well, they turn red in the fall, them leaves do and shed off.